The 12th parak focuses on the famous mitzvah of Shiluach HaKen. This is based on two psukim in Dvarim, parak Chaf Beis, psukim Vav and Zayin, when it happens to be that you are on your way and you find a mother who is roosting in a nest on either a chick or chicks or an egg or eggs. We have, what's interestingly, two mitzvahs, or actually one is an isser, one is a mitzvah. Losika ha'em al habanim. Don't take that mother when she is roosting. So don't take the mother away when she is roosting on her child or children. Rather, what you must do is shaleach teshalech hasa'am. You have to send the mother away. Bes habanim tikach lach. And that is when you can take the egg or the child chick from that nest. So in fact, we see in this Pasuk, the second of the psukim, that there are actually two mitzvahs. One is an iser, to take the mother bird when she is roosting on her young, be it a chick or an egg. And also there is a positive commandment to send that mother away before taking the child, before taking the chick or the egg. So that is going to be very important as we go through our parak. Mishnah Aleph is going to tell us that Shiluach HaKen, when does it apply, when does it not apply? It's no egg, ba'aretz of a chutzaretz. It applies whether you're in the land of Israel or outside the land of Israel, bifnei habayis or shalo bifnei habayis, whether we have a beis hamikdash or we don't have a beis hamikdash, b'chulin avalo b'mukdash, and it only applies to an egg or to a mother, a bird, that is chulin, is owned by you, but not that has been donated to the Beis HaMikdash. So if the mother was being brought as a korban, it's been designated as a korban, the prohibition would not apply. The rationale here is because you can't send that bird away if it was dedicated to the Beis HaMikdash. You have to bring it back to the Beis HaMikdash because it's owned by the Beis HaMikdash. An example would be that somebody brought a bird to be brought as a korban in the Beis HaMikdash and it flew away. And he's going along the path and he recognizes, hey, that's the bird that I just brought to the Beis HaMikdash. And what's it doing here? And it had set up shop in the wild and it's on its own nest and it's roosting on top of a baby egg or a chick. In that situation, there's no mitzvah of Shiluach HaKen. There's no iser to take the mother. You should indeed take the mother and bring it back to the Beis HaMikdash because you can't simply send it away. It's owned by the Beis HaMikdash. It has to be brought as the korban. Now we're going to actually compare the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKen. We're actually going to contrast it to a mitzvah that we focused on in the Perek Vav, the sixth Perek of Kisui Hadam. And we're going to see that we are actually stricter in two ways when it comes to Kisui Hadam relative to the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKen. So the mitzvah of Shiluach Hadam is when you shacht certain types of animals, there is a requirement to cover up the blood with dirt. So chomer b'kisui adam ishiluach haken, we are stricter when it comes to the mitzvah of kisui adam, the subject of parak vav, relative to the shiluach haken, which is the subject of our parak here. Shekisui adam noheg b'chaya uve'of, we are stricter when it comes to kisui adam, that it is required to be done whether you shachted a chaya, which is a non-domesticated animal, or an of, or a fowl, or a chicken, etc. Uve mezuman, and also it applies whether that animal that you shachted was mezuman, literally in your house, or uve she'enu mezuman, or not in your house. It's not literally means prepared or not prepared, meaning if it's in your house, it's prepared, it's under your control, and you can shacht that at any time. Or if it wasn't in your house, you happen to find it along the path, you found a wild turkey and you want to shacht it. So the mitzvah is going to apply whether it was mezuman or not mezuman. On the other hand, when it comes to v'shiluach haken, eino noag ela ba'of, one difference is that shiluach haken were not as strict because shiluach haken does not apply to a chaya. It only applies to an off. It only applies to a bird. Ve'eino noheg ela b'she'eino mezuman. It only applies if it is eino mezuman. The pasuk that we discussed before, it says ki yikare kan sipor lefanecha. When it happens, if it will happen that there is a bird nest before you, so it has to be only a bird's nest that is not in your house, in your garage, under your control. It has to be she'eino mezuman. It has to be effectively non-domesticated. It doesn't have to be in the wild per se, but it can't be something that is in your property, in your possession. And now we're going to explain that further. Ezehu she'eino mezuman. What does that mean when it comes to the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKen? That it has to be a bird that is not mezuman. It is not prepared. So it means, for example, kagon avazim v'tarnagolim if we have geese that we're living with you, or it means even geese that were living with you, or tanagolim and chickens, and they had been with you, and then they escaped, and then they set up shop in the wild, not necessarily in the wild, in the safari or something, but shekinenu b'pardes, they set up, and they were nesting in the pasture. Pasture here means something that is not under your control. It doesn't have a wall around it, so that's considered not mizuman. So that is what we're talking about. So if it were an avaz or a tarnagol, if it's a geese, but it was in your possession, or a tarnagol, it was in your possession, it was in your lul, which is the place that we keep chickens or turkey. It was in your possession on your premises with a wall around it. Even if it would be a wild animal, but it's been quote unquote domesticated, meaning it's in your control, that would not be subject to the mitzvah shaloach shiloach hakem. But even if it had been in your control, yeah, that geese, it had been in your control. Hit that tarnagol, it had been in your control, and it escaped, and now it's set up shop somewhere else, nesting. You find it, you would have the mitzvah shiloach hakem. Aval im kinenu b'bayis. However, if they were simply in your house, they're sitting there and roosting on their baby, and v'chein yoneh hadrisiot, even if it is a wild animal, a wild bird, that's talking about a Herodian dove. Herod used to domesticate doves, that despite the fact that they were typically in the wild in his palaces, he would have these birds and he would raise them. So even if they're typically wild, but you had them in your possession, that is considered mizuman, that is considered in your possession and available to you, then it's patur mishiluach, the mitzvah shiluach hakem would not apply. So we're not looking at the animal, is this a wild animal or not an animal? We're looking at it, is it in your possession or not? If it was in your possession and it's in your possession, then the mitzvah shiluach hakem does not apply. If it's not in your possession, even if it used to be, but it's not now, and even if it's a quote-unquote domesticated animal, grew up as a domesticated chicken, but it escaped, and now it's sitting on its own nest out in the quote-unquote wild, not in your possession, that is considered eino mezuman, that has not been prepared by you, and the mitzvah shiluach haken would indeed apply. Mishnah Beis continues to teach us the halachas of shiluach haken, and we're going to learn two fundamental halachas here. Number one is that it applies only to kosher birds, and number two is that it typically only applies to sending away the mother, not if the father happens to be the one who is roosting, in other words, sitting on the nest. So Mishnah Beis says as follows, of Tameh, if you have a non-kosher bird, you've got everything else working for you. You found it, you're walking around outside, non-domesticated, it's sitting in a nest, it's got a baby there, or it's got an egg there, but it's a non-kosher bird. Of tame pater milishaleach, there's no mitzvah of sending away the mother bird in order to get the egg, because the pasuk yikaret tzipor lefanecha, tzipor in the Torah means specifically a kosher bird, not a non-kosher bird. So how about the following scenarios? If you have a kosher bird sitting on a treif egg, or if you have a treif bird sitting on a kosher egg, how about in those situations? One is kosher, one is treif. Of tame rovetz al beitzei of tahor, if we have that non-kosher bird that is roosting on the eggs of a kosher bird, or the reverse, v'tahor rovetz al beitzei of tameh, you have a kosher bird sitting on a non-kosher egg, pater meleshaleach, again, it is pater, there is no mitzvah shiloh haken, you need both the mother and the egg to be kosher. So that is halacha number one, it has to be a kosher bird, and not only a kosher bird, but the egg has to be kosher underneath as well, or the baby has to be kosher as well. And next situation, how about when it comes to a male sitting, the father is sitting on that egg, for example, is that the mitzvah, does it apply or does it not apply? So if we look back at the pasuk that we learned this whole mitzvah from, it says, Losika ha'em al habanim, don't take the mother when the children is there, shaleach tishalach es ha'em, you have to send away the mother. It doesn't say father, it said specifically mother. So the default is this mitzvah only applies to sending away the mother, not the father. However, we're going to ask about an interesting situation now. How about for a certain type of bird called the kore, and it's a zachar, it's the partridge, a certain type of bird, it's a male, and the way the partridge works, the male sits on the egg just like the female. So although it's a male, but he's doing the activities of a female because that's their nature. That's how they were made by a Kadosh Baruch Hu, that the male sits on the eggs just like the female. So in this situation, we have a machlokas, Rabbi Eliezer, Machai. Rabbi Eliezer says, because that's the nature of the partridge bird, accordingly, there's going to be a chiyuv, there's going to be a mitzvah, shiluach haken, you're going to have to send away the father. The Chachamim pochim, Chachamim look strictly at the pasuk. It says in the pasuk ha'em, it only applies only to the mother, not the father. So even if the partridge bird, the father acts like the mother, that's irrelevant to us. It's a father, not a mother. Then this is how we paskin. We paskin like Chachamim, that it applies only to a mother and not the father, even when the father is the partridge bird acting like the mother. That's the nature. It doesn't matter. This only applies sending away the mother and not the father in all situations. Mishnah Gimel continues teaching us many of the halachas of Shiluach HaKen. And the first one focuses on the language in the pasuk Vaha'em Rovetzes, which means literally the mother is roosting. She's nesting on the egg. So what does that mean? Does it mean she has to be literally sitting on them? Or how about if she's hovering in the air but still touching the nest, are still touching the young? Do you still have a chiyuv to do shliach haken or not? So Mishnah Gimel tells us as follows: Haisa me'ofefes, if that mother is not literally sitting on the egg or the chick, but is hovering around, bizman sheknafeha nogos baken chayiv l'shalech, as long as her wing is touching the nest, there is still a chiyuv to send that mother away. However, ein knafeha nogos baken, if her wing is no longer touching, hovering right there, but not touching the nest at all, patur milashalech, there's no mitzvah, no chiyuv to send away that mother, and that means you could simply take the egg or the chick and not have to worry about sending the mother, and you also then have the mitzvah to send the mother away in that situation. Continuing in our halachas and darshaning the pasuk, ein sham ela efroach echad o beitza achas. What happens if there's only one chick or one egg? And the pasuk said specifically, va'em robetzes al ha'efrochim o al ha'beitzim, that the mother was there nesting on the chicks or on the eggs, plural. So how about if there's only one chick or only one egg there? So the Mishnah says there's still a chiyuv to send her away. Chayiv l'shalech, the ister still applies to send her away. There's still a mitzvah here of shiluach haken sheneemar ken, because the pasuk says specifically a nest, ken mikol makom, which would apply to any type of nest, which means even if there's only one egg or one little chick in that nest, the chiyuv of shiluach haken would still apply. Hayusham efrochim mafrichim o beitzim muzaras. What happens if you had the efroach? It could be one, it could be more, that were already able to fly even with difficulty, but it means that they're already somewhat independent of the mother. O beitzim muzaras means eggs that are not fertilized. They are little bit corrupted, the different explanations what this means, but the important thing is they can never become a chick. So there are eggs there, not fertilized or decaying. Patur milashalech, again, there's no chiyuv of sending away the mother, shenemar, because the pasuk says, we're darshaning the pasuk again, ba'em rovetzes al hefrochim v'al habeitzim, because the mother is sitting and nesting on the chicks or on the eggs. And now what we're going to see is what does efrochim mean and what does beitzim mean? Ma efrochim b'nei kayama, when it comes to efrochim chicks, it has to be that they're alive, they're viable. Af beitzim b'nei kayama, it has to be also that these eggs are viable eggs. Yatsu muzaros, this is coming to exclude eggs that are either non-fertilized, those are not viable, they would never hatch an egg, or if they're decayed, that is also something that's not viable. So that is the limud that we learn, that it has to be an egg that's viable. And now we're going to again compare. We're comparing eggs to the chicks because they're both mentioned in the pasuk. So we're going to compare it both ways back and forth. Uma beitzim, habeitzim trichim leiman. Just like when it comes to the egg, we know that the egg requires the mother to sit on them in order for the egg to hatch. So, when it comes to the efrochim, when it comes to the chick or the chicks, it has to be that they still need their mother for food. It can't be that they are independent and can take care of themselves. Yatsu mafrichim. So it's coming to exclude those that are already able to fly themselves. So they are excluded as well. So just to recap, we started out with saying that when it comes to the egg, it has to be viable, and we learn that from the chick, just like the chick has to be viable, so too the egg has to be viable. And we also learned the opposite way, that just like the egg has to be something that requires the mother, so too when it comes to the chick, it has to be something that requires the mother, that it's requires the mother for food, and it can't be one that already can fly, because then it doesn't need the mother. Continuing, shilcha v'chazra, shilcha v'chazra. What happens if you sent away the mother and it came back, and you again sent it away and it came back? Afilu arba chamisha. I mean, where do we know that you have to continue doing that? It's not just a one-time thing. You sent away the mother, but she came back. Can I take the eggs, or do I have to make sure to send her a second time, a third time, a fourth time? Chayiv, there's an absolute obligation to continue sending her away until when she's not there. Then you can take the eggs or the frochim or the chicks. Shenema shaleach teshalach, because it says shaleach teshalach, and there's a two different ways to understand what the limud is, either because it has the word shaleach, which is a continuing, an ongoing diktuk usage, which we're not going to get into it because I'm not a diktuk person. So shaleach to shalach, the shaleach is a requirement to continue on an ongoing basis to send away, or is it because of the double language? It says it twice, shaleach to shalach, so it means that you're on a continuing basis, not once, not twice, three times, or as long as it takes to send that mother away until you actually take the egg or eggs or the child or children. Amar harini notel etaem. I want to do it in reverse. Somebody says, I'm going to reverse the procedure. I, instead of sending away the mother and taking the eggs, I'm going to send away the children, the little chicks. I'll send them away and take the mother. Amar harini notel etaem umeshalech hazabanim. I'm going to just read the verse, the order. That doesn't work. That is prohibited. Chayev l'shalech. In order to do anything here, if you have the mother roosting on the eggs, you need to send the mother away. Shenemar, it says explicitly, apostle, shaleach teshalach hazaim. You have to send away the mother. This is the procedure that you have to go through in order to avoid the lo ta'aseh and to do the aseh. Natal habanim vehechziran laken. If somebody sent away the mother and took the banim, took the egg, took the chick, and then put them back into the ken, and back into the nest, v'acharkach chazra em aleim, and now the mother comes back again, the Mishnah says, pater melashaleach, that means there's no further an obligation, there's no issur, there's no mitzvah anymore of shiluach haken. What's going on here is once you acquired for yourself, you lifted up the egg or eggs or the child or children, the chicks, and then you put it down. That is no longer, as we saw earlier in the pregnant, that is no longer considered not mizuman. This is considered a mizuman available to you, prepared to you. And we said that the whole mitzvah of shiluach haken applies only if it's eino mizuman. Accordingly, the mitzvah can no longer be done to these children because they are now mizuman to you. Mishnah Dalet is a short but very important Mishnah, especially in understanding the concept of a lav hanitak la'aseh, which literally means a lav is an isra doraisa that is attached to an aseh. And what that means is if you have a lav, you have an isra doraisa, don't do it. Do I, in certain circumstances, have a way to fix it? That if somebody violated it, it can be fixed. And an example would be, a great example would be in Vayikra, Perek Hey Pasuk Chav Gimel talks about stolen items. And it says there that if you stole an item, return the item. Return the item that you stole. And we learn from this that the stealing is a lav hanitak la'aseh, that if you steal, you can fix it. Just give back the item. And the effect of that is when we have a lav, a simple lav, the person who did that law, violated that Isser Doraisa, is Chayav Malkus. There are certain procedures you have to go through. Was he warned, not warned, etc.? Let's leave that aside. The Onesh is Malkus. When it comes to a law, Hanitak La'aseh, that's a law, but it can be fixed. Give that item back. There is no Malkus associated with that. It can be fixed. Because it can be fixed, there is no law. So when it comes to the law of Shiluach HaKen, as we mentioned at the beginning of the parak, there are actually two mitzvahs involved. The one is lotikach ha'em alabanim, that's the lav, don't take the mother when she is nesting on her children. And then there's a second mitzvah, which is a positive commandment, a mitzvah asay shaleach tashalach es ha'em. You have to send away the mother. So the question here is, how do we read these psukim, this lav and this asay? Is it this that there are two mitzvahs and you violate both if you don't do it correctly? Or is it that they're not two that you violate? Simply the Torah is telling us that there's a lav, and if you violate the lav, so if you took the mother away while she was nesting on her children, there's a way to fix it, put her back on, and then send her away. And that would be, the second way would be a lav hanitak la'aseh. So we're going to see a machlokas in this. How do we read these psukim? And accordingly, a nafkamina between them is there going to be malchus or not? So Mishnah Dalet says as follows, hanotel em al habanim. It sounds like literally you're violating the lav. Somebody came and there's a mother nesting, and somebody came and took the mother away while nesting, not sent it away, but took the mother when she was roosting on the children. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Loke Ve'eno Meshalech. Rabbi Yehuda's of the view, you already violated. This is not a lav hanitak le'aseh. You violated a lav, and you can no longer send it away. Meaning there's no way to fix this. And the way that Rabbi Yehuda is reading the pasuk is that the Torah is telling us, don't take the mother when she's roosting there. Rather, what you need to do is send her away in order to take the young. And if you didn't do that, and you took the mother, you have violated both of those. You took her, and you didn't send her away. So there's no way to fix it. This isn't a lav hanitak le'aseh. You violated both of the lotas, that you violated the assay, and there's nothing to be done anymore. Not a lav hanitak le'aseh, and accordingly, you are chayav malchus. On the other hand, chachamim omrim, they are telling us that this is a lav hanitak le'aseh, and it's simply there's a lav, and that is don't take the mother when she is nesting on the children. But if you blew it, if you did do that, you took the mother, there's a way to fix that. That's the asay, is to put the mother back and then send her away. Don't take her, but send her away, and then you can take the egg or eggs, etc., or the child that she is roosting on. So accordingly, the chachamim omri mishaleach v'inoloke, if you blew it, you made a mistake, you violated the law, you took the mother, you have it in your possession while she was nesting, put that mother back, and now you can send her away, and there is not going to be any malchus, because this is a lav hanitak le'aseh. This is the major principle called mitzvahs losa aseh sheyesh bakum aseh. When you have a lota aseh and it is associated, it's a lav hanitak le'aseh, it can be fixed with an aseh. Ein lokin alecha, there is going to be no malchus. Now Rabbi Yehuda agrees with that concept as well. That is an accepted principle, a lav hanitak le'aseh. But Rabbi Yehuda is simply saying that that doesn't apply to shiluach haken. Shiluach haken is not a lav hanitak le'aseh. Accordingly, as we discussed and explained, his view simply is when you didn't do it correctly, you're violating the lav and the aseh at the same time. It's not a lav hanitak le'aseh, that if you did the lav, then you can fix it with the aseh. He agrees with that in other contexts, but simply not when it comes to shiluach haken. Mishnah Hay discusses the significance of the mitzvah of shiluach haken and doing it properly. The Mishnah says, lo yitol adam em al banim, don't violate the lav, don't take the mother while it is nesting on children. Afilu letayarat ha-metzora. Even if you need that bird in order to bring it as part of the korbanos to purify a metzora, it doesn't matter. This would not warrant, it would not validate violating this iser of taking the mother when she is nesting on the children. Even if that's your solution, you need those two birds as part of the korbanos. So this would be one of them. You need two birds as part of the korban for the mitzora. You have one, you don't have another one, you find this mother roosting on her children, you cannot take it. You can't take that, even if that's your solution to purifying a mitzora. And now the Mishkan is going to tell us the great schar of doing mitzvahs, because shiluach haken is an easy one. It's one that doesn't cost a lot of money. It costs no money, in fact, but it will say it costs a little bit, effectively. And kal v'chomer, other mitzvahs. So, uma im mitzvah kalashi ki yisar. If we see the great schar when it comes to an easy mitzvah that only costs an iser, it's a very small amount, that's the value of a small bird. So it means that you're foregoing that value because you're going to send away that mother bird and you're going to forego that value. Amra Torah, the Torah told us, l'man yitav laf v'arachta yamim in a psukim. In one of the psukim that talks about the shiluach haken that we started this parak with, it says that it should be good for you when you do the mitzvah and you should have arichus yamim, you should have a long life. If that applies to this easy mitzvah that costs basically nothing. Kal v'chomer al mitzvah chamura shabbatora. Certainly, other mitzvahs that take more effort, that take more expense, certainly they are going to have the schar of l'man yitav laf arach tayamim, a beautiful way to end off this perek and the mesechta.